Thank you, Elaine. I'll now hand over to Alison, who has news for shoppers.
For those who were able to get to the shops despite this week's floods, there was plenty of news. The Body Shop in Norwich is going to stay open despite the national company's failure. A decision on a new drive in McDonald's is still awaited. There are food safety fears connected to two shops in Norwich. A new bar with a remarkable pricing system is opening in Norwich, and a mega farm shop is planned for the Cossey Showground. Phil will start with good news for local Body Shop customers.
The Body Shop store in Norwich has reassured customers it will remain open, despite the business's brand's financial crisis. Seven stores were closed with immediate effect, as the Body Shop undergoes a restructuring which could see nearly half of its 198 UK stores close. Administrators for the retail chain also said they'll be cutting about 40% of head office roles, which amounts to around 270 jobs. However, bosses of the Norwich City Centre Body Shop have reassured customers and staff that it will stay open. The Body Shop's only other Norfolk store in King's Lynn has been cast into uncertainty, with no news on its future.
The wait for a decision on controversial plans for a new McDonald's near a beloved area of City Heathland is continuing. In January 2022, the fast food giant submitted plans for a drive-through restaurant to replace Sprost and Company Richard Nash cars next to the M&S petrol station in Mousehold Lane. Those plans were refused by Norwich City Council's Planning Committee in September 2022 by a vote of 6-5, but McDonald's has since appealed to the government's Planning Inspectorate. However, despite a date being set for the Planning Inspector to consider written representations and all of the relevant evidence around the proposal on January the 17th, a decision has not yet been announced.
Meat seized from two African food shops in Norwich has been condemned after being deemed to be mislabeled. Concerns over food safety saw environmental health officers seize items during visits to Food by CPC Limited at Anglia Square and the Ibukan African food store on Whittard Road. Norwich City Council applied for the food, which included 26 kilograms of meat, to be destroyed, arguing it posed a risk to public health. Norwich Magistrates Court was told it followed a long process of officers trying to engage with the two businesses. Meat, including oxtail, lamb, beef, and unidentified red meat, was seized when officers visited Food by CPC on November 23rd last year. Meanwhile, an inspection of Ibukan African food store last month discovered unlabeled chicken gizzards, white fish, beef and cow foot pepper soup mix. Magistrates approved food condemnation orders in both cases, ordering the business owners to pay part of the cost of its removal and destruction.
A new bar with a unique pricing model is opening at a venue in Norwich. The Green Room is launching at Epic Studios in Magdalen Street early next month, where drink prices will jump up and down like the stock market. The so-called drink exchange will see costs rising or falling depending on how popular each drink is. A spokesman for Epic Studios said, "So, if no one is buying shots, then shots will be cheap. And if everyone is buying Guinness, then that will be the most expensive pint. The system is controlled by you, and you'll be able to see the prices go up and down on our big screens. There will also be huge price drops that will occur randomly, so keep an eye on those screens." The bar has previously been open to customers before events, but from March the 8th it will be open to everyone each day. The Green Room will sell drinks and snacks with an aim to serve food in the future, as well as host small performances from acoustic musicians and DJs.
Showground bosses planning a massive farm shop and cafe outside Norwich are seeking the final £1 million of funding to get the ambitious £3.2 million project over the line. The Norfolk Food Hall is part of the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA's, strategy to maximise year-round commercial revenue from its showground at Cossey. Planning approval was secured last April for the new building, including a 140-seat restaurant, butcher, delicatessen and outdoor seating area. located inside the site's main entrance gate near the A47 junction. The RNAA says it will become a flagship showcase for the county's nationally important agri-food sector, creating 21 new jobs and a valuable shop window for local food and drink producers, while helping thousands of consumers to engage with agriculture and understand more about the origins of their food.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Alison Aplin, and Phil Harrison. Jane Pratt and Tim Peters are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features, one featuring toad magic, and then one from Keith Skipper.